Welcome to 9 to 5 Make Daily for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. I'm your host this week, Zach Hall. Let's run through today's headlines, starting with everyone's favorite cable company, Comcast. Beginning next week, Xfinity Internet and TV customers can purchase Comcast's new Stream Saver bundle that includes access to Netflix, Peacock, and Apple TV Plus for just $15 per month. For that price, Xfinity customers can access Netflix Basic with ads, Peacock Premium with ads, and Apple TV Plus, which is always ad-free. Purchased individually, these services would cost about $23 per month. The $8 per month savings amounts to just shy of $100 a year in savings, assuming everyone's favorite cable company doesn't make up the difference in creative service fees somewhere else. Meanwhile, there's a different type of entertainment coming out of Paris. Apple is releasing the second episode of its immersive adventure video series for Apple Vision Pro on Friday. Apple pitches the episode as follows, quote, "Join the world's leading parkour athletes on a gravity-defying trek across the streets and rooftops of Paris," end quote. As a dad who only recently learned the term parkour thanks to Roblox, well, it sounds like we're in for an exhilarating 12 minutes or so. That's about the length of the episode. Of course, viewing the immersive video format requires Apple Vision Pro, but switching to Xfinity's Stream Saver bundle means that the Apple Vision Pro pays for itself in just 36 and a half years. And before we leave Paris, Passe Navigo. That's terrible. I'm so sorry for saying that. The travel card, pronunciation, used for metro, bus, rail, and tram journeys in Paris has finally come to Apple Wallet, allowing users to use their iPhone and Apple Watch instead of the physical card. Navigo already offered support for topping up the pass directly from the iPhone app, but it was not previously possible to add the card to the Wallet app. Passe Navigo is a contactless smart card used to electronically store tickets and passes for travel in the Isle de France region, which covers Paris and surrounding areas. Cards can be loaded with individual tickets, carnets, and weekly and monthly travel cards. The move has been a long-awaited one, with negotiations required between Apple and Isle de France Mobilités.
Isle de France Mobilités.
Again, I'm sorry for my pronunciation.
We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9 to 5 Mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9 to 5 Mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today.
And in future iPhone news, these I can pronounce. Apple's fourth generation iPhone SE is rumored to carry a higher starting price, increasing from $430 to $470. The price change would still put the iPhone SE below the next price point in the iPhone lineup, with the two-year-old generation iPhone starting at $600. Currently, that's the iPhone 13. By the time this SE4 comes out, probably the iPhone 14. The cost increase would echo the starting iPad price increase from $329 to $349 when Apple moved from the home button iPad to the full-screen iPad as the base model. The next iPhone SE is also expected to lose the home button in favor of an iPhone 12-like design. Meanwhile, Apple has reportedly held a not-so-secret, apparently, meeting with TSMC, likely setting the stage for buying up 2-nanometer chip fab capacity, just like it did with the first 3-nanometer chip fabs from TSMC this past year. Apple is expected to ship its first 2-nanometer silicon as early as next fall with the iPhone 17 Pro. Sounds soon for this generation leap. Meanwhile, because I said meanwhile earlier, we're in meanwhile now, Samsung reportedly expects to release its first 3-nanometer chips in its flagship Galaxy S25 phones by the end of this year, before putting 3-nanometer chips in other products starting next year. And again, Apple's looking at 2-nanometer chips. So, as I put in the actual headline for the story, Samsung expects to possibly catch up with last year's iPhone by sometime next year. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com. And thanks for listening to 9to5Mac Daily. Take care.